oh, the celebrity phone is ringing. You know, it's always frightening for me because I never know who's on the other end, and I'm just going to take a sip here. All right. Hello, you're on the air. Oh, God.
I'm back from the
hot chocolate tray. Oh, my God. I almost spilled my juice. And you know, vodka is a terrible thing to waste. This is, it's Mary Murphy, isn't it?
So sorry. I know it's early.
Mary Murphy, you're back. Well, I, you know, if people haven't heard Mary on our show before, I typically get her to woohoo and scare the crap out of other people wherever she is. I think you were in Australia one time, you were in a restaurant, you were somewhere, even your neighbors got freaked out. I love it. Now I'm the victim. Thanks so much. Okay, so it's, so you think you can dance. It's back on, you've got me thrown off here, Mary, I'm totally lost. It's season 14
Sorry.
Now.
I tend to do that to people.
No, I love it. Put me on the spot. But you're back. Season 14, it's premiering Monday night, I believe, on Fox, right?
That's right. 8 o'clock.
And, you know, you've done so many seasons. Do you find people preparing better and working harder each time? Because I imagine it was like American Idol at the beginning. First season, second season, people didn't really know what to expect. Now they know how to prepare, what to wow you with. Are they giving it their all? Are they coming differently now to auditions than they did back in the day?
Well, yeah, you know, we're going back to the 18 to 30-year-olds, too, so we didn't do that last season, so that actually kind of made the talent pool grow even stronger, and the fact that there won't be 20 contestants but 10 contestants, it was even tougher. So the kids, of course, every single top 10, and I don't even know because it won't be revealed until June 12th. The way the format is that I don't even know who the top 10 is as well with the new format. So it'll be a surprise to me to see who makes it into that top 10. But it, the talent, of course, knowing, you know, that a lot of these kids, it's kind of the rite of passage is to be on. So you think you can dance in the dance world. And it comes with quite a title and quite a large sum of money. But more than anything, all of these dancers that make this top 10 and have made our top 20 are constantly working dancers, and I think that's amazing that that is happening. And so these kids now have been preparing for 14 years, basically, to be on So You Think You Can Dance. The meaning is so much different, and they are doing everything in their power. So I call it, we're getting super dancers now, dancers that go across all genres that are ready for this show, where in season, probably up to like at least season 5 even, you know, and we still every once in a while we'll get a hip-hop dancer that's never done anything outside their style, but they're just so extraordinary in what they do, we still have to have them even if they don't go across style. We still get that because there's a lot of people out there that don't have the financial means to take dance lessons across the style. It can be very, very expensive. There are just, you know, dance geniuses that are out there waiting to be plucked up and changes their lives.
Jeremy Bradley here, back talking with Mary Murphy from So You Think You Can Dance, back on Fox. You know, when we see these singing competitions on TV, a lot of the people want the instant fame because, you know, computers can make them sound good and what have you. But dance, do you find that people that dance have more of a passion for it? They're not necessarily looking for the money aspect. You mentioned the prize money. But there's...
You do have that absolutely correct. There are so many people that, you know, they have, I'll say, quite a bit of talent. And they just were born with a natural gift of singing. That is not so true with dancing. To dance, you have to put in the hours. There is no way around it. You just cannot go out there and do a triple pirouette from nowhere. You have to do the work, and so much more rehearsal, and there's so much less money at the end of the day. And I think that's what really shines through, is it takes a lot of heart and passion to do something like dance and stick with it time and time and take the brutal audition process and the constant no's. And even at the end of the day, there is no sum of money that will ever reach a top singer. It just won't happen. It just doesn't happen. And I think that's what makes it so compelling to watch. It's because some of these kids don't dance on a street corner if they have to, you know. But they will put the practice in.
And you see them coming back year after year, I think, to when you tell them to work on this, improve this, and they do come back, and sometimes they wow you. Do you ever groan, though, when you see one of them come back and go, oh, not him again, not her, oh, geez. And then you're actually surprised, though?
Well, of course you kind of feel that way. And then they audition, and then they haven't done a single thing. I think I remember watching, when we were doing the season, that we had the double season, and we went from one audition process to the next audition process. And when we told people, you need to go away and work a year or two on this, this, and this, and then they came back the next week and auditioned again. I mean, it left us shaking our heads. I mean, things didn't improve, and you can improve something in dance, by the way, in 1 week. That is for sure. We've seen it on So You Think You Can Dance. But some things need major overhauls, you know, and they take about a year. It takes 2 years. And then when they don't listen and come back, of course I shake my head and say, I don't know what they're thinking. You know, nothing's changed in the last week, you know. But thanks for trying out again. You got it.
Oh, just getting silly with Mary Murphy, Jeremy Bradley here back on the show. So You Think You Can Dance is back on Fox. Is there a is there a certain like style or dance move or something that people always think are going to wow you, and you're like, oh, not this again. We've seen this. You're not the first person to do this.
Yeah, of course we see a lot of moves that are like that. And I will say, you know, and me and Nigel have pretty much seen it all, and you have to understand too that we get dance videos sent to us all the time. Oh, you've got to see this, you know. And of course, we want to see everything that we can possibly see because we want to be as knowledgeable on what is happening in the world of dance around the world. And so we see so many extraordinary things. And yeah, sometimes somebody does a move and it's like they think, I am really trying to do this move, just like, well, we've just seen that 50 times. But there are, I can tell you this season, you know, there's people that are not only double jointed, but they're triple jointed. And I don't see a lot of that. And there were some people that was like, you know, looked like something out of The Exorcist. Went around and take their arm and you can go around twice from the side. I've never seen anything like that. It's scary, let me tell you, when you see something like that. Scary, but this new group of people that are out there doing their style called triple jointing, that was something. And we did see, you know, people that moved in extraordinary ways. And we had a lot of people come from all over the world this time to try out.
Are you going to cry this season? You know, that's my favorite part, when you cry.
Well, only if something really is amazing. When I see pretty much anything super amazing or at a super high level, you know, it kind of brings me to tears. It's kind of rare to have the hair go up on my arms and dance. It's a lot easier with amazing singers, like with almost every time that Celine Dion sings Barbara Streisand, you know, the hair goes up on my arms. And, you know, when I used to sit there and watch American Idol, you know, every once in a while I would think, oh, this kid's got it, and then my hair goes up on my arms. It's a little different with dance, you know. Sometimes it's the subject matter combined with somebody bringing that subject matter with the words and the lyrics to life up there on stage that can make you feel something. If somebody can do that to me, I think it's extraordinary because the kids only have a minute and 30 seconds. And that's not a lot of time to produce a story, bring what the way you move and fill that music up and bring it to life. If they do that, I think that's an extraordinary moment to make people cry. But look, the best thing is I turn around and as long as I see a lot of other people crying, I'm like, I thought I was out there on a limb all by myself. But I'm not.
So
you know, a lot of people, I cried, Mary, because you cry.
It's a feel good show. You might even cry if one of those double joiners breaks something and they try too hard, though. Okay, so to wrap this up, you put me on the spot by calling in. I'm going to put you on the spot. Give us your best impersonation of Nigel.
Well, I didn't know if you're ever going to be able to do it. be a professional dancer, so keep up with it.
I'm totally sending that to him. He was on our show last season. Oh, he's going to love that. Oh, my God. Well, we're out of time, but Mary Murphy, So You Think You Can Dance, tune in on Fox. It's at June 12th, Monday night, right?
That's right, 8 o'clock.
All right, we've got that confirmed. Well, thanks for scaring the hell out of me again, Mary. Great chatting with you.